Happy Easter. As we celebrate our Lord's glorious resurrection, on this, the solemnity of solemnities, the Easter Vigil, I would like us to focus on, though, that encounter of Jesus with Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. It says in the Gospel, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. You see, Jesus came to them. They had experienced the empty tomb. So logic dictated that Jesus was not there. He had been raised. They had experienced the angel proclaiming that. And yet Jesus, not just wanting logic in the mind to experience everything, or just to hear it from one of his angels, he desired to encounter them, to let them experience the glory of his resurrection, to come into contact with the one who has experienced the sleep of death and is now awakened, risen, fully alive in his glorious body. That is where he meets them. He comes to them. And it says, though, greeted them. One could speculate what that greeting was like. I would like to propose, in the wisdom of the church, with our seven readings that we had leading up to this of the Old Testament, that his greeting, in a way, focused on each one of those readings. That the first thing that he wanted to show them, that he who had created them in his image and likeness now comes to them as if to say, I am going to create you like my glorious body. My Father and I in the Holy Spirit will fashion in you our image and likeness that will shine with all of its glory. I will continue to mold you like myself. And being like myself, then it turns us to the second reading, as he would be able to show them his wounds. Those wounds that he received upon the cross. His glorified body does not negate them, but rather is now the sign of his sacrifice, the offering of himself to the Father. As Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac, so Jesus is the fulfillment, though, of the sacrifice. But that fulfillment, as if to say to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, that I offer on your behalf, so that you may be blessed as I blessed Abraham. Because you see, I have not just conquered Pharaoh like Moses did. I have now conquered the ancient foe. I have conquered Satan. And I have released you from the shackles of death because you are meant to be alive with my grace, with my glory. You see, that's the beauty of this encounter. To whereas Jesus is sharing this with them, we see them coming alive, that fourth reading, where God says, I will become your husband. Jesus is the spouse of the church. We who are his members of that church have been espoused to Christ in an unbreakable bond, in a covenant now that lasts for all eternity. Because Jesus lives for all eternity. See, this is the beauty of this night. The wonder of the resurrection. Because Jesus now provides us, as we hear in that fifth reading, every grace, every good gift that satisfies our heart, our soul, our mind, our body. It is the most perfect banquet, so that we may no longer seek to look for sin, that junk that we think may fill us up, but rather may turn away from that wickedness and simply delight in what God provides. And what is it that He's providing? The sixth reading points out that He is the font of wisdom to enlighten our minds of His immense love. And the seventh reading, His desire to put a new heart, His own spirit in us, so that we may be more and more like Him. That's the greeting. That is what the wisdom of the church is proclaiming to us tonight. Why Jesus wants to encounter us. But now comes the part of discipleship. How do they respond? They approached, embraced His feet. You see, a disciple, when we encounter the Lord, as the Lord is right now encountering us, you see, He is coming into your home right now. He is not held bound by any walls. He enters into the presence of the room you are watching and wants to encounter you. So that as you experience one or all of these gifts, we may be like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, disciples who approach Jesus and embrace His feet. Because that's why in the epistle, that reading from St. Paul, in that embrace, we are seeking to be united with Christ. A union that first begins with the cross. To accept whatever sufferings, whatever trials may come our way, knowing that Christ has suffered them already for us. But that with the cross, with those sufferings, with those trials, now comes the glory of the resurrection. Because death isn't the end. Life eternal is the gift that God is bestowing upon you, upon me, through this encounter that we seek as disciples to be united to be joined with for all eternity. But we shouldn't forget the last part that they did. They don't just approach and embrace His feet. They also did Him homage. Because once we have encountered Christ, and being His disciples, joined to Him in union with Him, we offer Him our stewardship. That is our homage, our worship. Our grateful response of love of God and of our neighbor. That love, right now expressed in prayer in your home, that love in the union of your family, of your friends, the way you seek to serve one another, and the love that we long to once again celebrate all together as a parish family right here at this altar. What we desire to have our church filled again when this pandemic has passed. Because it will pass, and the glory of the resurrection will come shining forth once again, dispelling all despair, all lack of hope. For we are filled with the love of Christ. And we make that grateful response of love of Him in the homage we offer. Now in our homes. And right here upon the altar. When we will return and offer God our grateful praise of stewardship in the worship of the Mass. May we then, my brothers and sisters, know of the glory of the resurrection, that Christ is still encountering our hearts at this moment. May we approach and embrace Him as disciples and live our stewardship way of life in love of God and our neighbor. Happy Easter, and may the glory of the resurrection continue to reign in your hearts. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.